Yes. Thank you, Jessica. I'll see you at the 5 o'clock meeting, okay? Mm-hmm. You're such a dear. I'll catch you later. I gotta go, check on something. Ah, yes, yeah. Hi there. It's me, the big boss. Your CEO, Susan. Hi there. I've been told you've been doing some excellent work for this company. Like, really excellent work. Yeah. Your supervisor came to talk to me the other day and told me what a fantastic job you've been doing. Even showed me your picture so I'd know what you looked like. Because come on, you can't expect me to know the face and name of everyone in this company. It's why I like to be informed about the really, really, really special ones. And based on your performance and your looks, I think you've got what it takes. Yep. You've got what it takes to go really, really far in this company. I could see you moving up a position or two. Quite easily, actually. And if you keep doing the work you're doing, wouldn't take you super long. No, not at all. Not very long indeed. Though there are a few things I want to go over with you real quick. That is, if you don't mind, let me just pull up right next to you here and let me take a look at your screen. See what you've got going. Ah, yes. There are a few things we need to tweak in this algorithm we're working on. First of all, there are a few more words we need to ban. Yeah, just a few. Because I can't believe the ladies who use our platform. What slags? Slags and sluts, a whole lot of them. I mean, look at these teeny boppers running around in teensy-weensy little bikinis, as if they think we don't notice. And these other girls who just moan into microphones and don't even bother showing their faces, like they're scared or embarrassed or something. I don't think we should allow that anymore either. I mean, the girls in bikinis, that should be obvious. I'm surprised we let it go for so long. Especially now that I don't even think these girls are legal. They seem legal to you? Yeah, no. Best delete all that and probably ban bikini from being able to make anyone any money. That'd be a good thing, because it'll stop these little whores from running around and trying to game the system with sex. They say sex sells, but not here. Not on this platform anymore, Just like how we banned most things involving firearms a while ago. Can't scare people away with gruesome violent things, can we? No, of course not. I knew you'd understand. Well, now the crusade to please those even higher up than me, the advertisers. We gotta start cracking down on other things, too. Like all this, sexy stuff, especially stuff from ladies, I can't believe these girls and women, how they just whore themselves out online. Don't they have any integrity? If they actually got real jobs and worked harder, they could be as successful as I am. Because contrary to those rumors that have been going around about me, I did not sleep my way to get this job or this high up. No, no. I got this job the old-fashioned way, through hard work and knowing some of the right people, right place, right time. Just like how you probably got this job. Anyway, so yes, let's start banning these whores and sluts. And keep certain phrases and words from being used to make any money. Let's see, let's do bikini, bra, panty, lingerie, swimsuit, bathing suit. You writing this down, honey? Yes. Let's see. Skin. Tall. Tall women. Tall girl. Short. Short women. Short girl. Breasts. Boobs. Chest. Big boobs. That's one. That's a big one. Surprised we didn't delete that a while ago. Really big boobs. Tits. Ooh. Butt. Ass. Big ass. Thick. And all spellings of thick, because these weirders come up with something new every day. So yeah, let's write all that down and punch that into the algorithm. So while I won't explicitly ban stuff involving that from being put up on a platform, I think we should keep people from making money off of it. Doesn't that seem fair? I mean, come on. You really think advertisers are gonna approve of these whores just moaning or shaking their asses everywhere? No. Probably not. No, because the advertisers, they have a certain image they want to put out, you know? And I don't think they want to be on top of, you know, bikini videos or over audio of girls moaning for attention. I figured you'd see things how I see them. And I hear my dear sweet assistant Jessica is having one hell of a time with the company bird, Mr. Petey. No, no, Mr. Petey belonged to the person who used to own this platform and didn't take him with them when he left. So now Mr. Petey is my office pet. And as you can hear, he's very, very sad with the current state of the company. Because I have to admit, we're not doing super well. No. It's really unfortunate. Yeah, we barely break even. It's because so many advertisers keep pulling out because they don't like what's being put on our platform. And without advertisers, we don't get that much revenue. Without revenue, we're in the shitter. So, you can see where I'm coming from, right? Where I want to please the advertisers and keep getting that revenue going. Don't you want to please the advertisers and get some revenue? Let me just put it this way. More revenue, more pay for you and everyone else you work with. Wouldn't you like a little bit of a raise? I mean, come on. How long have you been working for us? Yeah, that is a long time, isn't it? And when was your last raise? Oh, sweetie, it's been that long? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, you are definitely overdue for a raise. And have I told you how good you look? Yeah, you really fill out this outfit quite well. You really do. You fit the dress code quite nicely. Would you mind maybe sometime posing for some pictures? You know, for the corporate brochure and whatnot. Because I think you have the right look to represent this company and be the new face of it. Because you seem hip and young. I think you'd draw quite a bit of attention and get more people to want to work here. More people to want to do the good work that you do. Because I really could use excellent employees like you who take their jobs seriously. Huh. Unlike Jessica, who can barely pour a cup of coffee or keep a parrot under control. And I have to deal with her at the next meeting, too. You just can't find good help these days. Unlike you. I know you do all this computer work, and good on you for it, because I never could, especially not now. Would you like to be my assistant? It would come with a bit of a raise, I think. I know I don't really have Jessica on that high of a pay grade. Well, you've seen her work, right? Like I said, girl can barely pour a cup of coffee correctly. Kind of useless, so she's not really deserving of the $15 an hour I pay her. But that is the standard now for companies, so it is what it is. She gets her $15 an hour, and I don't hear her bitching about her pay. Win-win, right? But you, if you were my assistant, I'd make it a salaried position. How much are you making right now, exactly? Before tax and insurance and Social Security is drawn out. Really? That little? Someone of your caliber is making that little? No, no, that just won't do. That really won't do anymore. Tell you what, at this current position, I'll bump you up another 20, 25 grand a year. At least. But, tell me this. How would you like to make over 100 grand a year? How's that sound? Sounds good, right? And all you have to do is just be my new personal assistant. You don't have to do that much. Just pour my cups of coffee, follow me around, take notes for me, keep track of all my meetings and appointments. Just easy stuff. Pretty easy. Which is why it's so stupid that Jessica absolutely sucks at it. So, what do you say? Want the job? Huh? What do you mean, no? Leave it to Jessica. Have you seen her? And you seem perfectly qualified. What do you mean, no? You're telling me no. Me. Susan. The big, big, big boss. Bigger than your supervisor. And their supervisor. And their supervisor. The top dog. And you're telling me no. No, 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 that's not how this works. You see, when I offer you a job, that's not a request. That's a demand. And I demand that you be my new personal assistant. Okay? Let me say this. You say no again, and despite your excellent work, how about I just let you go? As in, pack up your desk, grab all your little tchotchkes, unplug your computer, and leave. Does that sound like a better alternative? As in, you say no to me again, and you can just leave. Not work here anymore. Not have to deal with me or your supervisor anymore. Which would be a shame. You are an excellent employee, after all, and you do amazing work. Which is exactly why I want you. I not just want. I need you. Not just someone like you, but specifically you, to be my new personal assistant so I can fire Jessica without any guilt. And I'd finally have someone to replace her who is worthy of position. Besides, there would be a little extra in it for you that I just don't give Jessica. Let's just say she's not my type. But, you definitely seem to be my type. If you were my new personal assistant, I would make sure every single day we're together. You know just how special I find you if you catch my drift. Yeah, you're picking up on it? I knew you would. You seem like a smart one, a smart little cookie. Yes, every day you work for me, directly for me. I would make sure you feel oh, so very special. Every single time you come into my office. After all, there is that nice, luxurious sofa in there. And a fireplace. Wouldn't it be nice to just relax a little by the fire? Maybe. Have a little bit of fun. You ever have fun with someone with as much power as I have? Especially a nice, huge office on 100% genuine leather sofa. Let me tell you, it is quite a rush. And again, there's $100,000 minimum on the line. Think about what you could do with that much money, sweetie. All those bills you could pay. All those loans you probably have that you could pay off. $100,000 goes pretty far nowadays. And you'd be doing bare minimum work for it. You basically can just take notes for me, keep track of my appointments, and pour my coffee. And maybe do one or two extra things, but they're not that bad. I think you'd be quite good at it, actually. Yes. As my new personal assistant, I'd make sure you knew how to really please a person. Really, really please someone. You know? Though I'm already pretty sure you would know what you were doing. So, let me put the offer out again. Say yes to my offer of $100,000 minimum and a job as my personal assistant. Or you just get to leave this company entirely and no, you would not get a letter of recommendation for your next job. So, sweetie, your choice really. You can come with me right now and I can fire Jessica and instill you as my new personal assistant and get you started. Or I unplug your computer, hand you a box, and you can make your way out the door and never come back. So, what do you say? Come with me or go out the door? I knew you'd see it my way. After all, there was $100,000 minimum on the line. I knew you wouldn't deny me for long. Good, good. Well then, my dear, my sweet, grab your little belongings like your phone and whatnot. I'll inform your supervisor to relocate the things on your desk into your locker so you can properly move them to your new tiny office right next to mine. And I'll get you started as my new assistant, show you around, tell you what to do. Right after I tell Jessica to fuck off and get lost. Alrighty, dear. Sound good? Alright, come on. Follow me, sweetie. I knew you'd see things my way. After all, CEO Susan always gets what she wants and always gets her way.